I'm Mike Williams, and I work for the Environment Agency, which owns the Vellator Wetland. The National Rivers Authority created the wetland in 1996 as part of the construction of the Braunton Tidal Defence Scheme, which extends from the main Barnstable to Braunton Road, downstream to Vellator Quay, and provides protection from the River Cane and the Knowle Water. The project involved the construction of various walls and embankments, and much of the material for these was excavated from what was a rushy field with limited conservation interest. The original plan was to create several shallow scrapes, which would be wet in winter but dry out in summer. However, when we began digging, water started to flow from the ground, and it soon became obvious that we would have a lake to manage. We planted some native trees on the banks, but the site was mainly left for vegetation to develop naturally. Almost as soon as construction work finished, wildlife began to colonise. Insects were some of the first, with diving beetles, water boatmen and dragonflies all present. Frogs and toads were attracted, laying their eggs in early spring. Swans, ducks and other waterfowl soon moved in, and in the summer, large numbers of swallows and martins feed over the open water. We know by their tracks and signs that otters visit the site too, but you'd have to be very lucky to see one. The wetland is now managed by the Environment Agency, and has attracted much interest over the years. Although there is no general public access to the whole site, we have created special viewing areas adjacent to the Tarka Trail, from where it's possible to get a closer view of some of the wildlife without causing disturbance.